Everybody had a chore.
Everybody had a story.
The little one. They had to do something.
We sure did.
Of course, it's like gathering eggs, carrying water, carrying in wood, and it's always jobs. Kathleen had to wash the dishes, and Bonnie would dry them.
No, I'd wash them.
And what?
And she would get out of them.
Get out of them?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. Dormay, do you remember the Rolling Peddler?
I sure do.
One time, I kept his mom's eggs for her, and I hid me one around the tree, pushed leaves up on it. And when she got through trading, I went and retrieved my egg and went in and bought me some candy.
Did she know that?
Huh?
Did she know that?
I don't know if I ever told her or not.
Do you know what a peddler is? Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about. Okay, it would come around once a week. Uh-huh. She'd get us pennies worth of candy. And he knew that there was a lot of kids. And I'm telling you, she would get a bag that big for a penny. It'd be enough for all of us. Remember that, Jake?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, he was too little to eat a piece.
He was too little.
You all are a lot older than I am.
You forgot that you're next to the baby.
I know.
Was mom spoiled for the way down here?
Okay. There was two boys, Leonard and Bill. Then there was two girls, Ada and Dora. Then
two more boys,
George and Miles. And then there was Bonnie.
One girl. She was
one
girl.
And then Jay, boy. And then Kathleen. And then Bobby.
And they're all 2 years apart, aren't they? Everybody's two
average out 2 years apart. 20 years, she had 10 kids. And they were all healthy, and none of them ever broke a bone. And we swung across gullies on grapevines and climbed trees, and what else did we do?
Jay? The worst injury that anybody had was Dora. Tore her rear leg up on a barbed wire fence on her way to school. They had a little, what do you call it, little thing you walk up?
Just a walkway up. We had a barbed wire fence, and then
I forgot the name of it.
You just step up and step across the fence and go down. And I slipped and I went down the barbed wire. And I slit my leg.
Rear leg?
My
rear leg? That's what he said.
Her rear leg.
Her hind leg.
My hind leg. Anyway, I went back home and that's nothing. We'll put a little cool oil, how you say that?
I think kerosene.
Kerosene?
Yeah.
Poured it full of kerosene as the end of it. I didn't go to the doctor. Didn't have it sewed up. I got a big scar on my leg. But it didn't mount to anything. It healed right up.
Kerosene?
Yeah, that's true. Now, Jay, you said that was the worst injury, but it was a big old scar in his hand.
How did they take you?
What?
How did they take you to the doctor?
Means of transportation.
What was
you know, I don't remember. Somebody took us up.
Somebody always had a car in the neighborhood that would do something like that.
So Granny and Papa never had a car?
No, we never had a car.
Yeah, well, later on, Dad had a little, remember that little international truck? You remember Cotton?
I remember
that little red international he bought? You remember Kathleen, don't you?
No.
Yeah, he bought it from Herm Sweet.
Yeah.
I guess I was gone. I don't remember. Anyway, that's.
I remember that little truck, and I remember that little John Deere tractor he bought. After everybody got gone, he bought a tractor so Bobby could drive a tractor. But I enjoyed it too. We didn't have much equipment really, but I enjoyed driving it, using it.
We used to pick blackberries every summer and sell them for 10 cents a gallon. And we would get in a boat. Did you ever get in a boat and go across the lake, pick blackberries on the TVA land?
Mm-hmm.
Come back across the lake, set alongside the road and sell them. Take her money home and give to Dad. What?
You bought your school clothes with them.
Yeah, they did. Wow.
Were you all born at home? All you
all? All of them born at home.
Were
they? Yep.
And you got your dresses, you made your dresses out of the...
feed sacks. They were pretty. Really, they were. Did you ever see any of them, Gigi, any feed sacks? Or did
I wore skirts out of feed sacks.
Oh, your mom made them too?
You've got a
they
couple
were
of dresses.
Pretty, weren't
yeah, they were pretty,
thanks, Mom.
Pretty prints.
Pretty prints. And you could pick up the one you wanted. You go
well,
get
Mom
the chicken
made,
feed.
She made shirts out of them, too.
I know it. It was good material.
And yeah. She never had to have a pattern.
No?
No.
She made her own pattern out of a
I still paper. Have one of my skirts that she made.
I still have an apron that she, of hers.
Oh, yeah. Brown. I've got my skirt that she made.
She
and
never
waited long till I can get back in it.
She never wasted anything either. She saved.
I swear. No waste.
All,
like
you
that.
Know, when you undo the sacks, you'd be a lot of thread. And if you'd started at the right end, you could ravel that all off and she'd roll it up and use it. Wouldn't you, Jay?
Tell him what
anything.
Church life was like for us back in Dormer. You know, it, just the difference between church then and full-time churches now.
Well, I know our big outing was to go to church on Saturday night to a singing. You remember that? Mm-hmm. They would sing for hours. And Mr. Barker would have sometimes singing school.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
The church life then was... we.
But
go.
Do you remember when we had preaching on Saturday?
That's what I was going to say.
And that was a regular business meeting, and we'd have church on Sunday. And the other three Sundays of the month, we just have Sunday school, because the preacher would pastor two or three churches. Remember Mr. Carmody?
Yeah.
He would walk from the river over next to Harrogate and hitchhike all the way down to that little church where Mom and Dad's house at Carter Branch. And he'd stay in the community overnight. Most time, Dad would invite him up to the house. That's the way it was.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Your dad used to haul us from over mm-hmm. over the holler over Lake View to Carr's Branch in the wagon. Remember that?
Yeah, and I remember walking a lot too.
I remember walking too. Yeah.
That was our social life on Saturday night. Go to singing. There's where you met the boys.
Sunday school Sunday. That was it.
That's is that where you met Uncle Corm?
No going to the movie and no going to ball games. She got in trouble for going to ball game, and George did too.
Yeah,
and
he told us that we couldn't go off the grounds and play ball, and they hauled us in a truck, and we'd crawl up in the back of the truck, and we went from Sand Lake over to Lake View, and we really did disobey him, and I broke my glasses. Yeah, there's no way getting out of it, and he gave us a little strap up when we got home.
He just
knows the story.
He was too young. You didn't get to run with the old people.
Goodness, she was the second one born.
Didn't you play basketball and you weren't supposed to, Mom, or something?
Yes, I did, and I broke my arm.
Did you really? I just got through saying nobody broke it, any bones. I didn't know you broke your arm.
Yeah, I did.
Did you really break your arm?
Yeah, I really did.
Well, I never knew that.
I did. I broke it.
Did you put it in a cast?
Yes.
Nope, Papa wouldn't let you go to the hospital with it. That was your present.
It just wrapped
that's,
it up.
That's what's wrong with it now.
Where did you play ball and break it?
We had gone somewhere. I went somewhere with Mr. Keck.
Well, you couldn't have gone far. It's either no. Ahead of Barron or
I don't
Lake,
remember
or
what
Lakeview or Pleasant Point.
I don't remember what school we played. Or it might have been there at Sandwich. We played them, and I wasn't supposed to.
Playing with Roughnecks?
Roughnecks, yeah. Rednecks. No, we went away somewhere, and I slipped and went away with them.
You was like me.
Yeah.
You went when you weren't supposed
when
to.
When I was supposed to, yeah.
What did Papa do when you got back?